Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be short with the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to bring our good friend Tamar Jacoby back on the show. Tamar is our expert on immigration. She's not only ours, she's one of the world's leading experts on the immigration debate. And immigration policy and proposed policy. Sometimes she and I agree, and sometimes we don't. But I always ultimately defer to her because she's the boss on this topic. She's the president of Immigration Works USA, the author of Reinventing the Melting Pot, always also Someone Else's House, and she's our good friend Tamar Jacoby. Welcome back to the show.
It's great to be here. Thank you. You're way too nice.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, Tamar. I'd like to remind my audience, as often as I can, how so many small businesses are impacted, dotted line or straight line, by immigration. Can you review that for folks just a little bit?
Oh yeah, that is so true. So immigrants make up half the unskilled workforce in America now.
Mm-hmm.
Half, right? What an amazing, amazing
fact. And that's what is that, like 8, 9, 10 million?
I don't actually know the raw number. I just know the percentage.
Right.
But the reason is, here's the reason. People think of the American kind of education, you know, class structure, if you will, as something steady that goes down through the ages. It's nothing like steady.
Mm-hmm.
It's been changing very dramatically in the past, I don't know, 4 decades.
Changing as in up and down or going down?
Well, here. In 19... many, many more people have been getting educated.
Yeah.
So in 1950, more than half of the Americans in the workforce were high school dropouts.
Right.
And they were eager to do unskilled physical work
right.
in factories or in farms or
mm-hmm.
what have you.
Yep.
Today, less than 5% of the Americans in the workforce are high school dropouts. The absolute high school dropout rate is a little higher, but the people who make it into the workforce, it's
right.
less than 5%.
The people who actually are looking for jobs, you're not saying 95% of Americans are skilled. You're saying the people who get up and put their britches on every morning and want to go to work, most of those people are skilled and educated.
They have high school degrees, right?
Yeah.
Let's keep it without putting any terms on it.
Yeah.
We don't need as many factory workers or farm workers
right.
as we used to, but we still need some.
Mm-hmm. Bricks still need to be laid, and sod needs to be laid, and fruit need to be harvested.
Hospitality.
Yeah.
Think about two jobs. Think about restaurants. So, again, back in the middle of the last century, 25 cents of every dollar spent on food was spent in a restaurant. Today it's 50 cents.
Right.
And we need a lot of people to work in restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
And the fastest growing business occupation in America is home health aid.
Yeah.
Like, not very many Americans are bringing up their kids to be home health aid.
Right.
So we need some immigrants. We don't need a huge number.
There are people who want those jobs, who are willing and to do a good job in that work.
Very eager to do it, and very hard workers, most of them.
They have their lives.
In another country to come here and do hard work,
mm-hmm. and many small businesses, those things we just talked about are the services they provide. They employ people in that category.
Well, and think about one other piece of it, right? So if you're a home builder and you can't find any drywallers and rough in carpenters,
mm-hmm.
jobs often held by immigrants,
bricklayers.
You probably don't bid on the job, right?
Mm-hmm.
You probably don't bid on the job. If you can find workers like that, you do bid, and if you get the job, that's work for a plumber and an electrician and a foreman and all kinds of other workers who are
mm-hmm.
probably Americans,
mm-hmm.
and more work for your suppliers. So these unskilled immigrants, people think of them as kind of not that important and disposable. And but in fact, they don't tend to compete with Americans because they're different from Americans. And if anything, they create jobs for Americans because they support jobs higher up the ladder.
Right.
And we're not even talking yet about the PhDs and right. the guys who's going to invent the next Pentium chip.
And let me as we wrap up the segment tomorrow, let me just wrap this up a little bit. With so many small business owners in the business of hiring those workers, they don't need to be putting them. They don't need to be in a bind with the government about who they're hiring and getting themselves into trouble just because they would need to hire employees.
Exactly, they shouldn't be making a choice: do I grow my business or do I obey the law?
And that's exactly right. That's the issue that I'm upset about, folks, and the reason I keep covering this, and the reason Tamar Jacoby is doing this as her calling. And we're going to talk some more about this. In fact, we're going to talk about what the Congress is doing about this after these messages. Tamar Jacoby is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.